You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
From the Fifth Quarter Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, you're listening to Coach Unplugged. And now, your host, Steve Collins.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Coach Unplugged. I'm so happy you decided to join us. Before we get started today, I'd like to give a big shout out to our sponsors. First of all, Dr. Dish, the number one shoe machine in the market. I've said this multiple times. We own three of them. I want a fourth and a fifth. My AD's listening to me, but they're so great. They work so well. They're so easy to set up. I think my record is 37 seconds or 32 seconds to set it up. But mention Coach Unplugged, they'll give you $450 off. Mention Coach Collins, they'll take really good care of you. And also go over and check out teachhoops.com for coaches who want to get better. It is a one-stop shop for basketball coaches. It's everything you need from a nationally ranked, we won three state titles. I think we were just talking recently, we've won over 460 games in our program and lost 130 over the last 20 years. And I think we know the secret sauce to be successful, the roadmap, what it takes on and off the court. So go over and check it out and enjoy the podcast. Bye.
Hey, Coach. I thought I'd jump on here real quick and talk about ball containment. Now, this is something we've really been working on recently in practice. I want to call it a kryptonite for us, but I would definitely call it as something we're not very good at and something we need a lot of work on. So we're talking to our players on a regular basis about how to contain the dribbler, about how to, you have the ball and I got to keep you in front. I got to push you short corner. I got to push you, maybe you're pushing middle. Pretend we push short corner or no middle. We funnel to the short corner. But how do you do that? So there's a couple key points or teaching points that we kind of talked about. First one being what we refer to as hot hands. And hot hands are like hands on a stove, right? So think about your hands on a stove. You put your hand on, you're going to put it off right away or you're going to burn your hand. The rule says one hand, one off, isn't necessarily a foul. Seems like in our league, it's two hands on it instead of foul. But what we talk about is hand on, hand off, hand on, hand off. That can help you contain the dribbler. Hand on, hand off, hand on, hand off. So that's the first one. We call them hot hands. The second one is chesting up. Okay, so we talk about how we want to contain the dribbler from our chest upward, or our waist upward, excuse me. Like, how can we do that? What do we need to do to contain the dribbler and slow the dribbler? Okay, so we talk about chesting up, about using both your hands with hot hands and your chest. Okay, the next thing that we talk about is giving ground. Okay, so this is the harder one because we're sometimes on them to be really aggressive on the ball. There's times where you got to give ground. You got to You got to give a lot of pressure on the ball, but then you have to pull, you know, how can I talk? Like the Ukraine, right? The Ukraine is fighting Russia right now. Not referring to basketball, anything like what's happening in Russia. But sometimes the Ukraine has to give up ground to be able to contain, right? And they can do that, you know, like what I just closed out on you, right? I just closed out really hard on you. What am I gonna do to contain you? I'm gonna give a little ground, right? I'm gonna give a little space. And then I'm going to give the ground so I don't get beat off the dribble. And I think that's really hard. Kids get blown by because they don't give up ground at all. And I think that's an important part of the defensive stance. I think another important thing is about how we, it's angles, right? It's not opening up too much that they can just go around you. It's opening up enough that that you can contain them, but maybe you're pushing them in a specific direction. I think all of those are really important for you as a coach to think about. How are you teaching containing the ball? How are you teaching containing the dribbler? And the nuances and the terminologies and the language you're using is important. Sorry about my voice. It's that time of season. Have a great day.
Sorry, everybody. I forgot as I was driving and taping that. The sound might be a little bit better, but I forgot about a couple things. First of all, I forgot about getting low. We always talk to our guys about getting their head below the opponent's head. That forces them to get low and wide. It's hard to do that standing straight up. So that's the first thing. And then we talk about not opening up our hips too much. People tend to get beat off the dribble when they open it. So we talk about that angle, about, you know, when we funnel, we play funneled on defense, so we funnel to the baseline, and we talk about how we want to funnel them to that short corner.
Sports Social Podcast Network.